Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a small survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions, sir.
Sorry, I got married years ago and I've given up on opinions.
Oh, it's a survey. Basically, it's just like a political survey.
Oh, great. I love those. Let's do it.
All right, perfect. So today, opinion research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. So would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish? That's a crazy
Dutch.
question. Dutch, man. I wish I could speak so I can go there. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male. Let's go male.
All right. In which state do you currently live?
Arizona.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1979.
All right, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, Alaska, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
All right, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Depends on the topic. No, neither. Let's go neither.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Five.
5. All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but and the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote? For whom would you vote to be your senator? The Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
I guess I'm a Democrat again. There
Okay.
you go.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is the closest to your own view. So the first statement reads, I personally do support a person's right to abortion. We and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. A third statement, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong on and should be illegal.
The government shouldn't decide one. B.
All right, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortions legally? The first statement is abortion is legal. Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona. We're not sure.
I think B.
B, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion's access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, not very concerned, not not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee your state constitution protests the rights to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some.
Heard some. Thank you.
Based on what you today. It's pretty big in the news today.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's something that's being fought. I guess that'd probably be a game changer. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote.
Vote yes or vote no?
I would vote against abortion bans.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's see. Here are texts of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with the fundamental rights before fetal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does not and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when the good faith judgment of a treating health care professional. The fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside of the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fatal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting pregnant individuals in exercising the right to an abortion. A no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution, will leave in place current laws that restrict abortions before fetal viability, and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortions in the future. So after reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote yes to protect the right.
Thank you, sir. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describes the value behind your decision from the following list. So there are some options right here. You can choose more than one. You have to pick two. The first one is freedom. Second one, making decisions about your own body. Third one, equality. Fourth, responsibility to women. Fifth, safety. Sixth, empathy. Seventh, right. Eighth, control over your own life. Ninth, responsibility to younger and future generations. And tenth, privacy.
What about women's rights, and then just a bunch of pregnant women, I have to preserve my marriage?
Okay.
Nope, not an option.
you have rights.
And responsibility to women.
Okay, responsibility to women. All right, thank you. Does the opportunity...
You should add my option. That could be a thing.
That's true. It's true. Any options, any other statements or options are useful also. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state in November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does not make a difference in your motivation to vote? Much more motivated?
Yes.
Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
More.
More? Okay. So is it much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you, sir. If you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, the Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own laws. So to the best of your knowledge, do you think the Democrats want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally, or is it they want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? The next one is one. Oh, okay. Want abortion to be legally. Okay. To the best of your knowledge, for the Republicans, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortions without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Wait, Republicans?
Yes. To the best of your knowledge, do you think the Republicans, they want abortion to be legal?
Illegal.
Illegal? Oh, okay. Let me see. with some exceptions?
No exceptions.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Thank you. Thank you. Now, about you, do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or you want? Okay. Thank you. When thinking about who to vote in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion. Or the second one, very important. Next one, somewhat important. Next one, neutral, neither important nor unimportant. And next one, somewhat unimportant. And very, very unimportant.
The first one.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? A requirement, will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Is very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither
very
important.
Important.
Very important. Thank you. You will hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025 and answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines the conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in a miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning a vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, neither favorable or nor unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does that make
less
no
likely.
Difference? Okay. Somewhat less likely or much more, much less likely?
Much less.
All right, thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So the first statement, these are statements. The first one is the next president is likely to appoint up to the three new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court's ruling on issues like abortions for generations. A Republican president and the Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senator who will appoint and confirm fair and partial judgment, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Based on the statement, do you think that is very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Very convincing.
Okay, very convincing. Next statement reads, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors. Not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure. And for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in the healthcare decisions. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason?
Somewhat.
Not a somewhat? All right. Thank you. Next one. We deserve a freedom. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedom, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measures. And for Democrats who will protect our freedoms, is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing. Okay, thank you. Next one is, now here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So the statement for the Republicans right here is reasonable people can have different opinions on abortions. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I'm voting for Republicans who have a moderate common sense approach to abortion. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Next statement. Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortions and sex change for minors without parental consent. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason?
Not convincing.
Not a convincing reason at all?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Five.
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 A five. All right. Thank you. Let me see. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala, thank you. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided? Or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Rubén Gallego? Oh, okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
Currently married, widower by morning.
There you go. Are you parent or guardian to of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual? Four, something else?
One.
All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
Dang, I can't remember.
Okay, no worries, no worries.
I think I did Trump.
No, okay. Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
120,000.
That's a pretty good number right there, man. Okay, this concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for answering all those questions, and also sorry for some of those questions were a little bit repetitive, but thank you for giving us an answer, a straight answer. Thank you once again, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, sir.
You too, thanks.
Thank you.